Good morning! Happy morning! I hope that you are waking up feeling amazing, feeling well rested, and I just want you to stretch your body, stretch your mind a little bit, and go get whatever beverage you love first thing in the morning. I usually do coffee, but right now I am trying to take a little bit more control over my health, so I've had to swap out my coffee for my green tea, and that's what I'm sipping on this morning. So go get whatever it is that really makes you kind of step into your day and grab some of that, because we have something fantastic to talk about this morning. I actually had a good conversation with a friend yesterday, and it really got me thinking about you, because it's amazing how on this big planet, with all of our different thoughts and all the different ways that we grew up, we kind of have this shared human experience that happens. And so what had happened to her was, she was talking to me about her business, and she was going great. Her business was growing. She was really thriving. And what happened was, is she ended up having this one difficult customer, okay? And this one difficult customer actually pulled her off of her business goals and focus for an entire month. And how many times has that happened to us, right? I've heard this again and again and again. I've experienced it myself, where I've launched something or I've done something and 99% of it goes really, really well. And there's this 1% that will email or say something negative or be really down on what I'm trying to do or create. And for some reason, it takes my focus and I put it on that 1%. I actually usually call it the 3%, right? Like usually you have about 3% of haters out there who are going to try to pull you off of what you're doing, or they're going to tell you that you're not doing it right. Or, you know, if you're a mom, these are the people that will come over and they will tell you everything that's wrong with your house, or the different wrong ways that you're raising your kids. And if you go to the office every day, you know, these are the coworkers, or maybe that one supervisor out of 10 that tends to be on your back all the time. And what's interesting is for some reason, our brains will tend to get pulled off track many times by that 3%. You know, instead of looking at and appreciating the 97% that's going well, our brains will look at and fixate on that 3%, and it will yank us right off of our goals. It will pull us right out of feeling good and into feeling bad. It's just amazing. You could make 100 fantastic meals, and if you burn one meal or one doesn't go right, we have this tendency to go, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad cook. I shouldn't be cooking. Other people cook better than me. Where's Martha Stewart? Where's Rachel Ray? You know, all of a sudden you kind of will enter into this mental downward spiral, right? So I want to talk about what you can do in the middle of this downward spiral to actually spiral yourself up, right? Like, this is my goal for society, is I like to float things out there that will help everybody spiral up. So here's the key to this whole thing. Your brain will fixate on and try to come up with answers for what we are focused on. Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick example. This comes from Tony Robbins. There is a video that I watched this morning and yesterday. I've actually seen it a couple of times, and it's fantastic. It's about focus. We're not going to talk about focus on a whole today. We are just going to talk about how to rebound out of this downward situation, this negative fixation that can happen in our brain. So imagine if you get a really big headache, okay, huge headache. It's hard to focus on anything else. It's just splitting pain through your skull. You don't know what to do about it. So what do you usually do, right? Like you grab a Tylenol, you grab an Advil. If you're into natural health, maybe you're grabbing some Feverfew, or you're hitting the essential oils, you're getting some peppermint. Whatever the case may be, you're usually reaching for something, right? However, have you ever had a really, really bad headache? And what happened was you had to actually get up and do something, right? Like in the middle of you focusing on this headache, something had to be done. A child had to be picked up. A report had to be finished. Or maybe you had the opportunity to like get out of the house, and you had a dinner with the hubby or whatever the case might be. all of a sudden you just weren't paying attention to the headache anymore, and then it just went away, right? It's amazing how that happens. It's like, boom, the headache is gone. And imagine, like, have you ever really been going through something in your life and it was really negative and it was hard to really stay focused on anything, and then you get the girls together, you go out, or something super funny happens and you just have to laugh, and it's like, boom, like magic, all of a sudden you're feeling like life just isn't that bad. There wasn't a single thing that changed in your circumstances. The facts are the same. It's just the way that you are coming at them now has this new, fresh perspective. And it's because of the funny thing that happened, or talking, you know, over coffee to that friend or whatever. You see, how you feel determines the life that you're going to have, and it determines how you are going to behave. If you are feeling good, you're going to make some different choices than if you're feeling bad. And that's just the way that our brain goes, right? Like, if you're feeling really good, you're feeling really refreshed, and your kids spill juice on the counter, it's no big deal. If you are feeling tired and you have wiped up that counter 50 million times and your kids spill some juice on it, you may have a little bit of a different reaction, because how you feel determines how you're going to behave. So let's talk about how you can pull your focus off of that 3% and put it back on the 97%, okay? So imagine your life as just a big party, and you walk through the front door and you're surveying this party, and there's a lot of different things that are going on, okay? What you focus on through that happening party called life is gonna determine how you feel about life. So for example, if you are focusing on a fight that's happening in the corner, and because you are focused on that, it gets really big and really bold and it's in your head, and now this fight permeates the entire party. Or maybe there's a little bit of love happening in this party, and there's kissing and caressing and things like that, you know, a sharing of intimacy, and you focus on that and you make that really big. Well, now this party is really awesome. It's filled with connectivity. It's filled with love. Same party, different meanings based upon where you're looking, okay? Guess what? You get to decide what it is that you focus on. You need to take your brain off of autopilot and actually take over the controls of your thoughts and pilot through your party and decide what it is that you're going to focus on. And you do that by asking questions, right? So how do you whip yourself up into a negative frenzy? It's because you are looking at things that are negative or don't feel good, and you're starting to ask questions. For example, you know, sometimes when something bad happens, you get lost, you know, the tendency is like, oh, you put your palm on your forehead and you go, why do these things always happen to me? Guess what? Our brains are hardwired to answer questions. It doesn't matter if they're good questions or bad questions, your brain wants to bring you an answer. And so if that's the question that you ask yourself, it's going to give you the answer. Oh, it's because you're directionally challenged, or it's because you're so dumb, you don't realize that this landmark is to the west, and because of that, you are always getting lost. Or, you know, you can't remember why, you know, where you park in the parking lot because you're so distracted and you're missing out on life. I mean, it's amazing. The quality of the questions that we ask ourselves determines the quality of our focus, okay? So, you know, I know when this happens, when you get some negative feedback on something that you're doing, one of the questions it asked all the time, I ask this to myself, is, oh my gosh, do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to keep going? Do I want to keep getting up? You know, all of these questions have this connotation of really what I'm asking my brain is give me a reason to stop, right? Like, give me a reason to fail. Give me a reason as to why I shouldn't keep going. But instead of asking that question, maybe you should ask yourself some better questions, like, why am I going to be successful? Or how can I be a better mother today than I was yesterday? One example of this is that my daughter has a tendency to go into the kitchen and she'll be like, we don't have any food. Can you give me some food? And I'm always laughing because I can go into the same kitchen and I can list off, it's actually a joke between us now. I will go into the kitchen and I can list off 40 different kinds of foods that she can make or have or take away out of the exact same kitchen because she's focusing on there not being any food and I'm focusing on there being some really great stuff in there. And it's amazing how out of the exact same set of ingredients, we can come up with two totally different lists. And so now when she asks me for food and I list off about three things, she'll be like, oh, mom, you should stop now. I've heard enough. But we do that in our life, right? Like we can look at our lives sometimes and we come up with big goose eggs as to what it is we should be grateful for. Somebody else comes in and looks at our lives and they're like, oh my gosh, here's 40 things that you should be grateful for and 50 reasons why you're amazing. Right? So you've got to come up with some better questions. Like, what can I do today to become a better businesswoman? Or how can I grow my business and enjoy the process? You need to change the question. Look at that 3%. Look at the 3% negative feedback that you received. And you should ask yourself, so what can I learn from this? How can I use this situation? You know, look at somebody that maybe you're really angry with or that treated you really wrong and say, okay, there's a lot that I don't respect about this person, but what do I respect about this person? If I were to think about this person and come up with ways, things that I could respect about them if I wanted to, what would those things be? You know, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, you know, what do I love about myself? You know, I feel like I'm too fat, I'm too slow, I can't learn anything. You know, those are all super negative statements and they have, you know, big questions that we ask ourselves about it. Why can't I learn this? How come I'm not as energetic as that person? How come I'm so negative, right? Like, what kind of a question is that? And so swap that out and ask, what do I love about myself? If I had to name five things that I love about myself right now, what would that be? Here's the trick though. You actually have to ask yourself the question and really search for the answer because your brain knows if you're trying to fake it, right? Like if you're like, oh, fine, what do I love about myself? And you're just, that's basically handing your brain a non-problem to solve. You really want to engage your brain and your mind and your spirit and, you know, ask and you shall receive, right? Like, I know that's a Christian phrase, and maybe your religious beliefs are not those religious beliefs, but there is a huge true statement. Seek and you will find. All of those things are very true for our human experience. And so the answers that you seek, you're going to find those answers. The questions that you ask, your brain will produce the answer. So what you need is a higher quality question, right? So when you are getting negative, I actually want you to take the time to write down a better question. When you're looking at somebody who's trying to get you down, write down a better question. Look at what it is that they're attacking and maybe ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And sit there and wait for that answer to come and start writing down some of the answers. What can I be grateful for about this situation? Sit there, write down the answer. If you can ask yourself five awesome questions every single day, how can I be more successful? How can I stick with this weight loss program and enjoy the process? How can I really engage with my kids today? Ask yourself five awesome questions every day, and you are going to start to see that your ability to pull yourself out of one of those 3% funks is going to get so much faster. Instead of it taking a month for you to dig yourself out and want to get refocused, maybe next time it's only going to take a week. Maybe next time it's only going to take an hour. Maybe you're going to be able to start doing it instantaneously. This is a really, really powerful tool. So go make it a great day. Ask yourself some better questions, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.